We should be happy that we are the head and not the tail. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is speaking to our heart. We should be happy. As we enter into a worship service with a song in our heart. A song that reflects our love and our dedication to the Lord. Because it's another day's journey. And I'm glad about it. Another day's journey. And I am glad about it. Luke 15 and 10. Even the angels of God rejoice over one sinner that repents. You don't know my story, but he knows it. You don't know my heart, but he knows it. But when you repent, when you turn from what you are doing and accept what God has in store for you, angels get excited. And if angels can get excited, how come we can't get excited sometimes? When we go after those who are lost, Brother Martin, and they receive the Lord as their personal Savior, the Lord rejoices because we're doing what the Lord called us to do. The Lord rejoices over one sinner. Christ didn't come for all of us good folks, all of us holy folks. The Lord came for those who were sinful folks. I share it with you, we all exes. And some of us are still X. Because we ain't changed that X to make us different. But when you take the X and put the Lord in that equation, it changes your X and give you a different explanation. The Lord is speaking to us because the Lord is trying to move you from where you are to where he desires for you to be. My brothers and sisters, God is speaking to those who are lost. Because those that are his, he's already got them protected. Then we are to come before his presence. When we enter into his house, we are in his presence. Where two or three are gathered in his name. The Lord is in the midst of them. Brothers and sisters, you know, when we gather together and we have our little talks and our conversation and we don't think people hear it, you better be concerned because the Lord is watching and he's in that too. That's why he knows everything about us and he knows everything we are capable of doing. And so our conversation should be a godly conversation and not a worldly conversation. Where two or three are gathered together in his name, the Lord is in the midst. Then the psalmist said, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is not he that made us that, and not we ourselves. Genesis tells us that we are made in the image of God. For we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are made in the image of God. God made us a little lower than the angels so that we can commune with him as we, as believers, can talk and have a conversation with the Lord God. We are his children, and because we are his children, we can call upon our Heavenly Father and get an answer from him because God has an expectation that we come to him in spirit as well as in truth. Our prayers is invoking God's spiritual blessing. We call upon the name of the Lord who is our God, and we seek out and search out those things that he would have for us to do and know. And when we seek out and search out those things that he would have us to do and know, he will bless us according to his divine purpose and bless us according to his riches and glory. But you have to seek him. But seek he first. And his righteousness and all these things shall be added. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. there is, again, the Lord is good. He is holy. The Lord is righteous. The Lord is pure. And then the psalmist said, and his mercy is everlasting. It was God's mercy that got you up. This morning, his mercy guides and protects us. And that's enough to say, God, you are good. Because I could have been in that accident. I could have been in that killing. I could have been shot downtown. But the Lord is good. And then it said, and his truth endured to all generations. Antioch, that's good news. In a world, in a time, in an era, in a dispensation where we see so much that is bad, God says, I have a word, and my word is good. The gospel is the good news. And when you get the gospel in your life, you will feel the eternal goodness of God radiating within you. You cannot take this infallible word, 66 books, and not change. You cannot read it. You cannot articulate it and not be changed. This book that we hold ought to be worn by every member in the house. Every page ought to have some scar where you have studied to show yourself approved. This book should be something that you have been a part of and lived the life. But if your book is so tight that you got to pull the pages apart, it says that you are not reading this book. How can we say we are Christians if we don't know this book? God is good. He created the order, and he stood back and he looked at it, and God himself said, this is very good. Man was made very good. But one thing I know about God, he will not force you to stay good. He will not force the angels to stay good. He said, I need you to obey what I say. And we did not obey it. The first Adam failed, but the last Adam was faithful and very good. For he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, he said, I will draw all men unto me. You can only be drawn if you understand this word. You can only be drawn if you only receive this word. You can only be drawn if you repent of your sin and ask the Lord to forgive you. 1 John 1:9, if you confess your sin. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And if you have done that, the Lord says, I've got you covered because I know who you are. As I close, the Lord God has given us good news. And his name came over 40 and two generations. And his name was Jesus. He is our Savior and our Deliverer. And he is the way, the truth, and the life. Neither is our salvation in any other. For there's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. That at the name of Jesus, Yahshua, HaMashiach, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. You can either pay him now or pay him later. But the good news is that everybody must come through the name of Jesus. And that, my brothers and sisters, is good news revealed in a joyful noise. The doors of the church open. The Lord has spoken definitively and demonstratively to your heart.
Thank you for tuning in.